just in a short period of time, you know, they had a very competitive team. In fact, in 1974, we played them in one of the great games.
That is a game that's talked about to this very day.
They call it the game.
The game. It was 1974. This is the first time that Ken was at ORU because he did come back.
Yes.
He, of course, coached ORU, and you were at Kansas. That is an historic game. What do you recall from that game?
It was one of the truly great games in NCAA playoff history. The team that won that game would go to the Final Four. That's in 1974. We didn't have great players, but we had about seven good players with almost equal ability. They had, well, Anthony Roberts was a freshman. They were so good that he didn't even start. That tells you how good they were. They had just stunned everybody. It is easier to get in the NCAA tournament as an independent, but if you're a member of the major conference and win your tournament, you're automatically in the Sweet 16. Oral Roberts had to play a play-in game, I believe Syracuse. Then they won that, and now they play Louisville. We beat Creighton, coached by Eddie Sutton. Close game, like a one-point game. And Oral Roberts upset Louisville in an overtime game. So here it was, Oral Roberts and Kansas, to determine who went to the Final Four. We jumped out to a great lead. We jumped out to a 15-point lead. Everything was clicking. But we knew they were too good to not come back, especially on their home court. And they not only come back, but they go ahead by 9 with 3 minutes to go. Interesting enough, right in front of our bench, it said, expect a miracle. And we were down 9 with 3 minutes to go. We came back, hit our last 5 shots, stopped them 2 or 3 times, and sent the game into overtime. And then we won the game in overtime, like 93-90. I mean, it was a great, great game. It was so unexpected because that is one of those years nobody expected us to go to the Final Four. And we did. You know, there are years like 66 when you expected to get there that you didn't.
Certainly nobody expected ORU to
No. ever get. You know, it's like you hear people that say, I was there the night Wilt Chamberlain hit the 100 points. And Wilt said over the years, the place only seated 12,000, but there must have been 50,000 people who said they were there.
And, of course, Wilt was at Kansas.
Like I say, it was pretty amazing. Ken and his staff got there in a hurry. Because, like I said, it's only 3 or 4 years, if I remember right, that they came to Lawrence to talk. So getting back to that, the sad thing about the ORU thing is that we were on the verge of really being pretty good. The other sad thing of it is that I did what I thought was best for the program and didn't think there should be any changes made. And they had great fondness for Ken, which they should have from years before. But in my own judgment, Ken and I were just so far apart in basketball philosophy that I didn't think it'd be a workable situation. It had nothing to do with our personal feelings. In fact, we've talked about it many times. In fact, when he had cancer, we talked about that, and both of us were sorry about the way that it happened.
Ken has since died. I interviewed him and Richard Fuqua right here at this very table about Oral. He liked basketball because he enjoyed that as a young lad, didn't he?
He did.
So that was his sport.
He said he believed in his ministry that you reach people where they are, and people love sports. He felt that he could use sports to further his ministry.
I've interviewed Oral Roberts as well, and you can hear him on voicesofoklahoma.com. A comment. We talk about wins and losses and conference championships and Final Fours. But a coach like yourself has a tremendous influence on players, not just to win that game or that tournament, but in life.
Yeah. I heard a minister this year said something. I was at the Final Four. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes, of which I'm very fond and have great respect for, and Athletes in Action and so forth, they're Christian organizations, and they combined to have a service for the coaches at the Final Four. I went this year, and Donnell Jones, who's the chaplain of the University of Maryland, He was speaking, and he said, you don't use young people to win games. You use the game to win young people. That's what we should be doing. Someone said once that athletics builds character. I said, not automatically. If it's not conducted in the proper way, it doesn't build character, it builds characters. And people who think they're entitled and so forth. So there's a fine line. And as teachers and coaches especially, we're doing something that we have a captive audience. We're talking to them about something that's important to them. And so we have a chance to influence lives almost more than anybody does. We need leaders in this world. We need leaders who know about teamwork. We need leaders who have good moral values and spiritual values. We really have a wonderful opportunity to have an effect on people.